Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much here. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and the million miles. So
blogtalkradio.com. I want to start the show out by saying rest in peace to Kim Porter. Kim Porter, the model, has passed away today. Now, many of you know her as being a mom for three kids by P. Diddy. She was a model actress, and she was 47 years old. Sadly, I can confirm the passing of Kim Porter. I ask that you give the family's privacy at this time, says Sean Diddy Combs rep Cindy Berger, who confirmed to TMZ today. Porter, who dated Diddy for 13 years and has three children, 11-year-old twin daughters Jesse James and Delilah, and son Christian Combs, age 20, with the music mogul and businessman, she was found dead on today, per the outlet. She also shared 27-year-old son Quincy from her previous relationship with Al B. Shore. You remember him from the famous management of Andre Harrell. He was an R&B singer who made the song Night and Day. A rep for Diddy did not immediately respond to Fox News' request for comment, but according to TMZ, citing law enforcement sources, police received a call to Porter's Los Angeles home around noon. Per the site, the 911 call reported a patient in cardiac arrest. A source also told the outlet that Porter had been suffering from flu-like symptoms for several weeks, but it's still unclear how she died. Along with her modeling career, Porter appeared in the TV series Wicked, Wicked Games, as well as Diddy's VH1 show I Want to Work with Diddy. Rest in peace, Kim Porter. And I wish so much condolences, my condolences for the family. Now back to today's police brutality. Have you been a victim? Police have been accused of racism, police brutality, and filing faulty reports. Are they being pressured to over-police people of color? Have you ever been a victim of police misconduct? join the conversation with me now. Call in the show, 657-383-1677. Or you can just log on to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. There's a lot of things that people don't know about what police can and cannot do. And so I figured I would take the time to answer a lot of the questions that some people, you know, have been asking. Can police do random stops? Police can't pull you over without probable cause. Cops can't just randomly stop you and look for drugs in your car. They need a reason or probable cause, like speeding or a broken taillight. Let's say you are speeding. The police do pull you over and they do find drugs in your car. What can you do if a cop stops you? Well, these are the things that you should do. And I'm telling you this because being in law enforcement as a ranger, you get a lot of tickets thrown away by people just being courteous. Be polite and respectful. Stay calm and in control of your words, your body language, and your emotions. Don't get into an argument with the police, even if they're wrong. Remember, fight in court, not in the street. Remember, anything you say or do can be used against you. Keep your hands where the police can see them. Don't run. Don't resist, even if you believe you are innocent. Don't do any sudden movements. And if you're about to tell the police that you're reaching for something that's not visible to him or her, ask if you can go in your glove compartment because that's where your paperwork is. Never let police go in your glove compartment, okay? Because they can easily plant something in your car to make their case look good. And I know people that have suffered, you know, because of these type of situations where police have randomly pulled them over, you know, for nothing. And you don't ever, 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 ever want to give the police a reason to pull you over. A lot of people think that, you know, the police don't have rights and they can't just do anything they want to. Believe me, the police can do whatever they want. If they feel that they have what? Probable cause. If there's probable cause. Now, you may say to yourself, what gives them the right to be able to pull me over and they don't have probable cause? Let me tell you something. It is very serious in New York City, and I'm speaking of New York City, but there are a lot of places in the South where a lot of people are very, 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 very ignorant to the law. And so it is very important that you understand what the rights are that you have. So remember, don't resist, even if you believe you are innocent. Now, some people ask, are you required to show ID to police? Some states have what are called stop and identify statutes that require someone suspected of criminal activity to provide identification to police. Making it a refusal is a crime. California has no such statute. So if you refuse to provide an ID while police are detaining you, they can't arrest you just for refusing. But I'm going to tell you something. If you are in a New York City park and you don't have ID and you can't verify who you are, the park enforcement officer has a right to take you to the precinct. If they want to issue you a summons, the only way that they can issue you a summons is if they know who you are. So they have to do a warrant check. So be wise, walk with ID. Because if there's a warrant out for your arrest and you're just selling ICs or you just had your dog off the leash, you mean to tell me you're going to get arrested and go back to jail because you didn't have ID? Don't be dumb. State ID is very important. Get you some ID. Do you have to give police your name? The police do not have the right to demand your name or address without a reason. But generally, a police officer can only ask you to give your name and address if they believe you have committed an offense and are about to commit an offense. Can a cop pull you over for nothing? Well, police can't pull you over without probable cause, as I said. Cops can't just randomly stop you and look for drugs in your car. They need a reason or probable cause. Remember that. Reason or probable cause. Now, can police stop a vehicle for no reason? The police can't stop a vehicle for any reason. If they ask you to stop, you should always pull over when it's safe to do so. You're breaking the law if you don't. If the police ask you to stop and you keep driving, you are breaking the law. They can stop a vehicle for any reason. They can stop a vehicle for any reason. Please stop when the police tells you to stop. What are your rights if you get pulled over by a cop? Police can't pull you over without probable cause. Remember that, probable cause. They need a reason or probable cause, like speeding or a broken taillight. Let's say you are speeding. The police do pull you over, and they do find drugs in your car. But let's say the officer wants to give you a break and forgoes a speeding ticket. Take the speeding ticket. That's better than getting arrested for having drugs. Do you have to get out of a car if police ask? Yes. An officer can order you out of your car. Police experts agreed. But whether an officer can command you to extinguish a cigarette is murkier, depending on whether the cigarette is perceived as a threat. Several also said that some of the troopers' actions were unprofessional and did not make for good policing. We lost a lady by the name of Sandra Bland. And that's bothering me. It bothers me that police are pulling people of color over and doing random stops, and people are ending up dead or in jail for long periods of time. That's my trusty coworker, Puffy the poodle, in the background. Yes, he's at work with me. Can Border Patrol ask for driver's license? Citizenship, unless they are leaving or re-entering the United States. Remember this. Non-citizen must present these documents to Border Patrol if asked. If you are a driver in a car and ask for your driver's license, vehicle registration, or proof of insurance by state or local law enforcement officers, please show them. Please. Can you refuse to give police your name? In the UK, it's an offense to refuse to give police your name and address or to give police a false name and address if they have a lawful reason to ask you for your details. Can a police officer ask for ID for no reason? Some states have what are called stop and identify statutes that require someone suspected of criminal activity to provide identification to police, making refusal a crime. I told you this before. In California, there's no statute. Now, is loitering a crime? The offense remains highly subjective. In many places, loitering is a crime in and of itself, while in others, it is not. And serious criminal activity must be observed before police can confront any suspect. How long can the police detain you? The police can hold you for up to 24 hours before they have to charge you with a crime or release you. They can apply to hold you for up to 36 or 96 hours if you're suspected of a serious crime, that is, for example, murder. You can be held without charge for up to 14 days if you're arrested under the Terrorism Act. You don't have to answer a police officer's questions, but you must show your driver's license and registration when stopped in a car. In most other situations, Washington law does not make it a crime to refuse to identify yourself to a police officer. If the police say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. Remember, police can't pull you over without what? Probable cause. Do you have to answer police questions? Well, let's see now. You have the right to remain silent. Whether you have been stopped in the street, have agreed to go to the police station, or are under arrest. However, police have the power to ask you basic questions, and you're breaking the law if you refuse to answer. Other questions that they can ask under special laws. Do police need a warrant to search your home? Exemption 2, the plain view doctrine. Police officers can legally search an area and seize evidence if it is clearly visible. If the police see an illegal act occurring outside of your home, they may perform a search and seize evidence from your home without a search warrant. Can the police seize my car? The police can seize a vehicle if they think it's being used in a way that causes alarm, harassment, or distress. For example, careless or inconsiderate driving. They can also seize a vehicle if they think it's being driven by someone who doesn't have a proper license or insurance, dangerously, illegally, or obstructively parked. How about that? A lot of people didn't know that. Can police just stop and search you? When the police can stop and search you, the police can only stop and search you if they have a search warrant. They have reasonable grounds to suspect that you have committed a crime or are about to commit a crime. Reasonable grounds to suspect. Remember that. Can cops pull over cops? Police can't pull you over without probable cause. Cops can't just randomly stop you and look for drugs in your car. They need a reason or probable cause, like speeding or broken taillight. Let's say you are speeding, the police do pull you over and they do find drugs in your car. So, you know, if they pull you over and they find drugs in your car, then they have a right. What is reasonable suspicion? Let's understand what that is. Reasonable suspicion is a legal standard of proof in United States law that is less than probable cause, the legal standard for arrests and warrants, but more than an inchoate and unparticularized suspicion or hunch. It must be based on specific and articulable facts. Okay? Why do police touch your taillight? You know, we learned this in the academy. To ensure that there is evidence that an officer actually pulled over a specific car, the police will always attempt to leave their fingerprint on the rear light of the vehicle. From accounts of police officers themselves, they want to touch the taillight out of sheer loyalty to what it represents. Can police make you get out the car? Yes. An officer can order you out of your car, but whether an officer can command you to extinguish a cigarette, like I said earlier, is murkier, depending on whether the cigarette is perceived as a threat. What is considered impersonating a police officer? Impersonating a police officer is sometimes committed in order to assert police-like authority in order to commit a crime. Posing as a police officer enables the offender to legitimize the appearance of an illegal act, such as burglary, making a traffic stop, or detaining someone. You may say to yourself that the law tends to look out for police and only look out for people that, you know, are what they appear to be of a lighter hue. But if you know the law, then the law will work in your favor. So we have a caller online, and they're calling from a 646 number. Caller, are you on the air? Hello?
Yes.
Who
am
I speaking with? Yes, I hear you very well.
Yes, you're speaking to Arthur Brown.
Arthur Brown, well, we were waiting for you to call in the last, well, we have 9 minutes left. So in 9 minutes, can you tell our listening audience who you are and why you feel police brutality is a problem?
Well, my name is Arthur Brown. I'm from Harlem. I actually was listening to the show since the beginning. I wasn't sure how to, you know, write on did you know or not that I was there, but I've been here. What I feel, especially from listening to the show, what I would like to add on as far as in defense of the citizens and residents, basically about everything that you spoke about, I would say to the person, whoever encounters that, that in the end, also be aware of making the government prove their elements, all of the elements of why they took a certain stance. For example, you know, my cause is that I am a victim of what I would say is police brutality. And how was I a victim? I heard you when you say that if you know the law that it will work for you. That is true if one is knowledgeable and can articulate that. But when we're talking about masses of people who it was already in place for them to not know the law and understand the law, then that's when one has a problem, which is the circumstance that I am in. You know, police brutality, what is it? You know, can they come up to you and just basically arrest you? I would say yes, even if they have probable cause or if they don't have probable cause. I think they are just a malicious group. And why would I say that? I was arrested some years ago for a crime that I am 200% innocent. And basically, I can name numerous constitutional violations, you know, that is the Supreme Court of the land. And saying that, I would have to hold my position as well as that when one is faced with going to the courtroom and, like, trying to prove your case, you are being represented by people who are really not representing you, like your right to have an attorney, an effective attorney. If the attorney does not argue your merits and your rights, then you're just going to be funneled into the system.
But let's start before you even get to the system. Most people lately of color that go through the system are not able to meet bail. And sometimes people don't even get to go to a judge for months.
Right.
So that means that they aren't arrested before they even have a trial.
Yes. I could say this. in a nutshell, for my case, for the listeners, probable cause and everything. Let's say, I would just put it like this, but this is not how it happened, but I'm just going to put it like this. I was arrested, right? And let's say the police arrested me for the smoking gun, and they presented it to the prosecutor. And then now, when the prosecutor gets the evidence, he or she, you know, in like my case, they weren't looking for justice. They were just looking to basically condemn somebody for a crime, which is not new. You know, this is not new. So what happened? They use evidence that was totally fabricated, in which in my case it was an identification issue, and basically used the evidence to arrest me and break all my rights, you know, the right to counsel, you know, even telling me as far as what I was being arrested for, you know. Never told me and held me in the precinct, you know. That's kidnapping. And then from there, what I was arrested for, the evidence that the state used when I went to trial, the evidence was excluded, and the jury never even heard merits that could have possibly exonerated me, in which I believe that it would have exonerated me. But if you're young, you know, as like I was then, I was 20 years old. My parents, didn't have the resources, didn't understand the justice system. I like understand it a little bit more, you know, because of my research and just constant fighting. But families are not aware of the violations that the government takes, particularly in the first instance when it comes to coming into contact with police. And I basically went to a trial. I was arrested for the smoking gun, but then I have a jury who's supposed to judge me being told that the smoking gun never existed. So now I'm like at a point where, as well, then how was I even arrested if, like, you're gonna omit the facts from the jury? You know, we are dealing with a crooked system still, you know,
okay,
ever since
well,
the 13th
Amendment. We're gonna table this discussion for next week, because we have to in this conversation, we only have a minute left to the show. Actually, we have 90 seconds. And
yes.
I want to thank you for calling in, but I do welcome you to call back. We must have you back, and we must have you on for an hour, because we want to get to
yes.
the bottom of what you went through. And I have, like, three other callers that had the same similar situation. I want to thank you
yes.
for calling in to Hear No Evil. Believe me, we are going to have this topic discussed for until we get to the bottom and to the end of this. Thank you for calling in. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30 to 7 p.m. for Hear No Evil. Thank you for calling in,
Thank
Mr.
you.
Brown.
Just waiting for a downbeat, or not for a bus. Where are you working tomorrow? I can say that joke to him because he's my son, Frank Jr. Take a bow, thank you. This is a song that has done a great deal for my career. And it was brought to me by my little friend, Mr. Paul Anka. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear,
state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway, and more.